You're listening to the European Tour Race to Dubai show with Robert Lee and Ewan Murray.
Hello and welcome to the Race to Dubai show as Alex Levy wins his fifth European Tour title at the Trophy Hassan Dur.
Really happy with what I did today. It was really tough on the course and I managed myself to keep my mind in a good way, and that was the most important things I do today, so I'm so glad for me. It was really tough.
We'll hear more from Alex Levy during the show. The Frenchman took the title by just one shot from Álvaro Quirós, who had led the tournament after rounds 1, 2 and 3.
Second position is my best position for the last 11 months, if I'm not wrong, so I can't complain.
A review of the action from Morocco to come, plus we'll look ahead to the next event, the Volvo China Open. Hello, I'm Robert Lee, and today I'm joined by Ewan Murray. Ewan, good to see you again. How are you?
I'm very well and very happy to be alongside you.
And a very fine tournament once again in Morocco on a golf course that has always been a proper test of golf.
Down the years, you go back 25, 30 years. I remember Butch Harmon coaching the King down there on many occasions. And you get the odd bit of wind as well, just to make it interesting, keep the players honest. And once again, it was a good test over the 4 days.
They've obviously got some ambition there because they've redone the greens and they're looking ahead to making it bigger and bigger and bigger. But another win on the European Tour for Alex Levy, the Frenchman.
Tremendous. 5 wins and 138 starts on the European Tour. That's quite a strike rate.
He's a very good ball striker. You'd have to say, Ewan, that is a ball striker's paradise, that Dar es Salaam.
I don't think you'll find anyone argue about any of that. No one will argue about the quality of Levy either. I think, like one or two others, he just needs to find a touch more consistency. He has everything else.
Speaking of consistency, we must bring Álvaro Quirós into the conversation because it seems he's super streaky, isn't he? He's either on and he's hot or he's nowhere, and then he comes back and finds form from somewhere.
Well, I've known Álvaro for a long time. I remember his very first victory down at Leopard Creek when he birdied 4 of the last 6 holes. He had a very impressive finish in Qatar when he won there. I think he's one of these players that have fallen in between too much technique. And when you look at the strength of Álvaro Quirós, it's the fact that he has so much natural talent, and I think he needs to let that flow a bit more.
How well did he do? Because he didn't have the round of his life in the final round. He was falling off the pace. A lot of players had leapfrogged him. But in the end, he finished second, Álvaro.
Very good. Birdies over the course of 17 and 18, of course, made a big difference to his week. And I think that shows you the stamp of authority he can have.
Yeah, to play the last, which is a tough par 5, if you have to make an eagle, it's certainly not straightforward. He couldn't do that. Levy got the win. Levy's a tough little character, isn't he? I mean, he must be a person, one of a bunch of a crop of French players that are desperate to make that Ryder Cup team.
I think he's probably got the best chance of making it because he does blow hot and cold, and when he's hot, he's very good. As I say, he needs to find probably more consistency over the course of the next 4 months if he's to make it automatically into Thomas Bjorn's team.
The Italian player Andrea Pavan made a good old thruster in the last round, 66, which around that golf course is going to make you go past a lot of players.
Tremendous performance from Pavan. It was a very interesting event in the sense that with 9 holes to go, 4 shots separated 12 players.
Yeah, so it really was anybody that got it together on the back 9. Van Rooyen, another player, young South African star who's making his name slowly but surely in the world of golf.
They've done it down the years, haven't they? They've produced some wonderful players from what they call the Rainbow Nation down there. And Van Rooyen's the next.
There might have been a slight wobble from Alex Levy when he went right off the 16th tee and he was plugged in a greenside bunker. Drop shot.
Yeah, one drop shot.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about how you play certain holes throughout the course of the last 18. Sometimes it's not the birdies, sometimes it's not the eagles, it's the shots that you save. That could have been an awful lot worse for him.
And a couple of Swedes play well, Joachim Lagergren again, and Alex Bjork, who seems to be up there more or less each and every week.
Yeah, came to the fore at the French Open last year, which of course was part of the Rolex series on the European Tour. And these Rolex series are so important for so many players, not just the top players. He finished in the top 3 there. The money that he made guaranteed his card, and he was able to relax a little more, plan his schedule ahead, which I think is very important for any tournament player. And he's getting better and better week by week.
Yeah, he sure is. With Alex Levy in the clubhouse, Álvaro Quirós and Mikko Ilunen both needed an eagle up the last to tie. Álvaro smashed the driver miles down the fairway. Mikko went with a 3-wood. Slightly odd, I would have thought, if you had to make three.
Definitely. I think all of these players, when they're in that situation, should be thinking of one thing, and that's winning the title. Yes, it was a tall order to try and make an eagle at the 72nd. It doesn't happen very often, but you have to give yourself the best opportunity to do that.
With Levy with the win, then do you think that the victory at this time of the year, just before we get to the big bulk of the fat part of the European Tour season back on European soil, he now has the confidence and the know-how to perhaps go ahead and stake his place for his own in the Ryder Cup side?
Well, we talk a lot about momentum and how important that is. And of course, he defends in the Volvo China Open this week. So he's going back to a place that he has fond memories of. And I think if you ask any of these players at this time of the year, now the clock's changed, now the trees are out, the BMW PGA Championship isn't too far away, you want to go to Wentworth in the best form you can possibly be in.
And he certainly is in great form. And Thomas Bjorn on social media says, congratulations, Alex Levy Golf. Brilliant performance on a tough golf course. Well done, my friend. Thomas Bjorn gives out those messages every week, and he must be thrilled with the way the team is coming together. Not even the guys that are in the eight, we'll get to that later on, but other players that are on the fringes now of making that side. He must be thrilled with the quality he's got.
I think it's good for the other players in the sense that there's four picks now. We had two picks not so long ago. We've had three picks as well. We go four with eight automatic qualifiers this year. And I think that gives some of the other players a big lift. If they can find the form that Levy found last week, then they can push their way into that. They can push their way into the reckoning.
Yeah, they can. It's going to be a thrilling run between now and the end of the summer to see who actually does make their way into the automatic eight. Time to hear now from the Trophy Hassander champion, Alex Levy.
Really happy with what I did today. It was really tough on the course, and I managed myself to keep my mind in a good way. And that was the most important things I do today. So I'm so, so glad for me. And it was really tough.
What aspects of your game were you pleased most about this week?
I don't drive my best, but I keep managed to play really well my iron shot. And also my short game was really good. I work a lot the last 2 weeks. So it's nice when you see you can work and you win a tournament after. That's bring you some confidence and also show you how to win the tournament.
Defending China next week, this gives you a whole heap of confidence going into that.
Yeah, for sure. I defend my title next week. So I will keep quiet tonight, just enjoy a bit and be ready for next week. But first, I will enjoy this victory first, and we will see what happens next week.
Looking further ahead, Ryder Cup firmly on the agenda?
Yeah, like what I say, I don't change. Too many good players, and yeah, it's nice. I just need to follow what I did the last 4 months, and we will see, but I don't have that in my mind. Just work and enjoy and play my best.
It's interesting, Ewan, isn't it? Because us in the media, he's French, we're going to be in Paris, Ryder Cup. It's a no-brainer for us to put those two things together. But for him, the player, the player most likely at the minute from France to make the team, after a while, he must just get fed up of it.
I guess so, especially so early on in the season. But of course, if you post a victory there and you start jumping up these lists, then people are going to notice your name getting nearer the top. And that's something a tournament professional has to deal with.
It's like the old adage, better to be spoken about than forgotten about.
Without any question.
All day long. So for Alex Levy, it's his fifth European Tour win in his 138th appearance. He's up to ninth in the Race to Dubai rankings presented by Rolex. Up to 47th on the official world golf rankings from 66. That's a big jump. The first French winner on the European Tour in 2018. And now just one behind Thomas Levy, who has the most European Tour titles by a Frenchman, which is six. So hot in his tails is Alex Levy, no doubt about that. Now, long-time tournament leader Alvaro Quiroz finished second on 7-under, one behind Levy with birdies on 17 and 18, putting something of a gloss on a tough round.
Well, I think I should level par. I was struggling a lot, I would say, from tee to green today compared with the other three rounds. And my putting, it's been very poorly. So in that way, it's so difficult to be competitive. I have to recognize that the last few holes, I hold a couple of putts, and that gives me a little bit of life. And the opportunity to finish second, that is always better than third.
Do you feel like it's an opportunity missed, though?
No, not really. Not really, because I was conscious about how good I was hitting from tee to green, and I was conscious about how poor I was putting the first three rounds. So I knew that my long game level has to stay where it was, and it wasn't. So I knew that I'm going to struggle, and I didn't have luck, to be honest, putting. Otherwise, I would be, you know, not cruising, because the world is not cruising, but it will be easier to be contending.
But overall, a positive week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Second position is my best position for the last 11 months, if I'm not wrong, so I can't complain.
Always been a good player, Ewan. With all the wins that he's had, he's had a phenomenal record, really, on the European Tour, just with big gaps in between.
Fabulous record, and he's won big tournaments. Mm. He's won the DP World Championship out in Dubai. He's also won on the Emirates Coast when he had a hole-in-one in the final round, plus a ball stuck up a tree and everything else. The sort of things you expect from Alvaro.
What Alvaro doesn't realise is that you've got exactly the same club head speed as him.
I think he would argue against that.
You could add yours and mine together. We wouldn't get to his, that's for sure. Now, four players tied third on six under par, and of that quartet, Andrea Pavan had the best day.
Yeah, very pleased. I mean, my iron game was really good, and it's a tough course, so anytime you go under par out here, it's good, and, you know, six under on a Sunday, it's a great score.
Isn't it incredible, Ewan, that all the players that we talk to on the Race to Dubai show, it doesn't matter what country they're from, they're speaking to us in their second language. Can you imagine the situation the other way around, where the English players had to talk or speak in French or Spanish or German or whatever?
I'm not sure that would work.
It just wouldn't work, would it? We take it for granted, though. He spoke so beautifully there, Andrea.
They all have. They're a credit to their countries and their profession.
Yeah, no doubt. So Pavan was tied third with Finland's Mikko Ilonen, and two players who we can hear from now, Joachim Lagergren and first Alex Bjork. They're Swedes who have both been striving hard in pursuit of their first European Tour win.
I mean, it's the small things. That's a few more putts and, yeah, birdie chance on 18. I mean, that's all there is. I'm only two back at the moment, and I can easily see five shots going better. So, I mean, just need a margins on your side. But, I mean, it's tough. Everyone wants to win, and everyone has those things. Everyone has putts on the edge and everything. So just keep trying and be positive about it, and it will come soon, I think.
I was struggling out there today, actually. Didn't hit the ball great. I was pretty wide off the tee, so I was fighting a lot there. I mean, it's so hard, this course, if you're not finding the fairways. So it's just a big fighting spirit. I've been struggling a little bit lately, so it's plenty of positives to take with me.
Now, Ewan, please, the top 10 from the Trophy Hassan-Dur.
There was a tie in ninth place, a three-way tie. Sensu Hang, who's taken nationality of the United States, and he was alongside Jos Lauten and England's Paul Waring. Erik van Rooyen was tied seventh with a resurgent, I must say, Andy Sullivan. Good to see him playing pretty well once again. And then there was a four-way tie in third. Andrea Pavan, Lagergren, Mikko Ilonen and Alexander Bjork. Kyrgios will defend in Sicily very shortly. He finished second, but it was a week that belonged to the Frenchman Alexander Levy.
It sure did. Now, in last week's predictions, what we're doing through the year is have presenter versus co-presenter, and we're keeping a running tally. The loser and losers will have to buy dinner and dinners for the opposition. So, with two picks each, and one has to be from outside the top 50 in the 2017 Race to Dubai standings, you get 20 points for a winner, 10 for a top 5, 5 for a top 20, minus 5 for a miscut. Dan Roebuck, representing the presenters, well, he's let me down. He went for Paul Dunn, miscut, minus 5 points, and Jorge Campillo, who was tied 46th, 0 points. So his total was minus 5. Thanks, Dan. And I, in Ewan's seat, went for Nacho Elvira. He tied 22nd, no points for that. Thomas Peters tied 66th, no points for that. So with a 0 points total, I gained 5 points. Your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are that you're not getting any better as the week goes on, whether it's you, whether it's Dan, whether it's Jamie Spence. I mean, I listen to all these things.
Yeah,
you're never even close.
Well, you'll have a chance to excel this week. Don't worry about that. Just to let you know, presenter is 100, co-presenter is 35 points-wise for the season so far. So there's a 65-point deficit from your side of this table. You have to come up with the goods this week.
Believe me, in 1 week's time, that will look very different.
It will look very different, but in which way will it swing? In the fancy Race to Dubai game, Andrei Kadlec is the new world leader, while Jorge Teixeira had the best week in the Trophy Hassan-Dur with Alex Levy as his captain, and both Álvaro Quirós and Alex Bjork in his side too. In the Race to Dubai Show Mini League, David Rhodes gained the most points from Morocco, while Chris Coles is still out in front. Remember to head to europeantour.com for their Fantasy 3 to watch at the Volvo China Open. Now you're in the top 10 in the Race to Dubai standings, please.
At 10, the current BMW PGA champion Alex Noren. Levy, huge jump this week. He's into the top 10, occupying 9th place. Cameron Smith, the highly talented youngster from Australia who's enjoyed a good start on the PGA Tour as well as elsewhere. He's in 8th place and tucked in there behind Tyrrell Hatton in 7th. McIlroy outside the top 5 in 6th place. And into that top 5, it's John Rahm, Kiradek Api Barnrat, Tommy Fleetwood, the European number one of last year, Shubhankar Sharma, and at the top, the master of 2018, Patrick Reed.
All bedaubed in green, as he should be, as the Masters champion. Now, from the Masters to the Ryder Cup rankings, two sets of points to deliberate over.
First of all, the world list points, and off that list right now, if we were to stop and pick the team, it would be McIlroy, it would be Tommy Fleetwood, Garcia and Alex Noren. Off the European list, Tyrrell Hatton, Justin Rose, John Rahm and Ross Fisher. So the nucleus of that team shaping up very nicely.
Yeah, very strong indeed. Now, in other news, Adair Manor in Limerick is bidding to host the 2026 Ryder Cup. Ireland last hosted the event in 2006 at the K Club. The course was officially reopened last week by Rory McIlroy, Paul McGinley, Padraig Harrington and Shane Lowry, who played a charity match at the new venue. JP McManus very much involved with things down there.
Paul McGinley very much involved as well. It's pretty much a total revamp there. I've seen some of the changes and they are spectacular. Down in that southwestern corner, a particularly beautiful part of Ireland. And of course, it's made famous by one player back in 2008, I think it was. His name was Richard Finch and he had a dip in the River Meg at the 72nd hole.
And I believe JP's house there is... it's a fair size. He's got a pub inside it.
I'm sure it has.
I don't know. It's a proper pub and everything. It's like a proper pub with inside the house, the McIlroy Arms or something. I don't know what it's called, but I'm sure the lads there probably had a half a glass of Guinness with JP. Now, in other news, Andrew Landry won the Valero Texas Open, his first PGA Tour victory, pulling away with early birdies and holding on with par saves towards the end. The win also earns the 30-year-old Texan a spot at the 2019 Masters. It's hard to imagine, Ewan, isn't it? You win a tournament just after the Masters and you wait a whole year to actually play it.
Yes, but you've got a whole year to tell everybody you are playing it.
Well, that's true, actually. You can enjoy it.
And Andrew Landry has had success in majors before. He led at Oakmont after the first 18 holes there. So I'm thrilled for him. 30 years of age is, I wouldn't say old to get your first victory, but you always think when it... is that first victory ever going to come along? And do you begin to run out of years? So maybe that's the foundation for a great career for him now.
And one of your relations was playing well, Grayson Murray?
Yeah, he's played very well throughout the course of the first 5 months of the season.
Yeah, had a good finish as well. So didn't quite play well enough to beat Andrew Landry. Well done, Mr. Landry. Top 10 in the world, please, Ewan.
Starting at 10, Sergio Garcia, who had his misfortune, of course, at the Masters this year, but not last year, and forever he'll have that green jacket. Brooks Koepka is back hitting balls once again. He's slipped down to 9th because of the injuries he's had, and he will certainly play in the Players' Championship, and he will defend the US Open this year. Matsuyama in 8th, McIlroy in 7th, Ricky Fowler just outside the top 5. That top 5 includes Justin Rose, John Rahm in 4, Jordan Spieth in 3, Justin Thomas in 2, but still out in front, Dustin Johnson.
Meanwhile, Englishmen Matthew Fitzpatrick, Tyrrell Hatton, Danny Willett and Chris Wood are the latest golfers to confirm they'll play in next month's BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth Club. The quartet will join the likes of Paul Casey, Tommy Fleetwood, defending champion Alex Noren and four-time major champion Rory McIlroy in the field. It's getting better and better, that field, Ewan. It's going to be a big, big event.
I think Wentworth's a brilliant place to have a tournament. Down the years, it's delivered year after year after year. And if I was Patrick Reed and sitting at the top of the Race to Dubai right now, I'd be thinking, well, there's not an awful lot going on in America at that time. The Players' Championship is past. They're looking forward to the US Open, but there's a two-week or certainly a week gap between Wentworth and the US Open. So there's no reason why Patrick shouldn't play.
He might. It might well surprise us all in a good way and come across and play. Let's hope he does. Now, this week, of course, in the European Tour, we're still on our travels. We're going from Morocco to China for the Volvo China Open. It's in the Chinese capital, Beijing, the Topwind Golf and Country Club. Alex Levy, as we mentioned earlier in the show, is the defending champion and is trying to win this event for the third time. That's pretty unusual in a career that's a very good one already, that you've got a chance to win the same event three times.
Yeah, I mean, it would be...
rare.
Well, it'd be 50% of his wins if he managed it.
Yeah, actually incredible. It's on the northern outskirts of Beijing, right next to the Great Wall of China. It runs through a beautiful bit of countryside, par 72, and it's very young, Yunin, for a golf course. 2011 is when it was built.
All of the courses are young. They settle down very quickly. I mean, you look at the HSBC over at Sheshan International in Shanghai, and that course looks like it's been there forever. And yet that's only 20 years of age.
Course designed by Ian Woosnam. Give us a clue, Ewan, who's making the journey to Beijing.
Kiradesh Happy Barnrat has got off to a flyer well up the Race to Dubai. Jo Slatten was good last week, just inside the top 10. Paul Dunn, Bernd Wiesberger, Chris Wood, Haitong Li. I think he'll be looking forward to go back to his homeland. He's been much travelled over the course of the last few months. The man who's second in the Race to Dubai, Shubhankar Sharma, and Matt Wallace, who, of course, has enjoyed a fine and fast start to 2018.
Now, with a view to our new format this season on the Race to Dubai show, with the predictions, we have to pick someone we think is going to win, and we have to pick someone we think is going to win from outside last year's top 50 in the Race to Dubai. Now, your names may be in that group of players you mentioned there, Ewan, or may not be.
Well, you've put me on the spot now. I didn't actually look at the quality that was going to China, and one or two jumped out at me, and I suppose I should stick with what I originally thought. I'm going for Bernd Wiesberger.
Right.
To win.
Yep. That's your banker.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm going for Sam Horsfield.
So batting on behalf of the co-commentators, you're going for Sam Horsfield and Bernd Wiesberger.
Well, the co-commentators are so far behind that
you need to gamble.
They need a good call here.
Yes, they do. I mean, a big call. You get 20 points for a win. That would be massive.
Massive.
That would eat into my sizable lead. But it may not all go your way, because I'm going to counter your picks with Kiradek Afibarnrat, who you must have looked at.
I did.
Yes, I thought you might. I actually thought you were going to go for him.
I did. I like him.
I'm very relieved. Yeah, you've not gone for Kiradek Afibarnrat. And my player outside the top 50, who played very well last week and didn't find his putting boots through the week, but for 3 days hit it beautifully, Alvaro Quiroz is going to be my second pick.
Muy bien, señor.
Muy bien, señor. I think that's got you worried, those two.
Well, Quiroz always worries me because I never know what he's going to do. Mind you, the only consolation is I don't think he knows what he's going to do either.
That's also very true, but it's to Beijing the European Tour heads off to. And we're looking forward to the Volvo China Open, no doubt about that. Well, that's it for now. Next week, we'll look back on events in China and preview the second year of the Golf Sixes event. Until then, you can stay up to date with all the latest European Tour news on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat by europeantour.com or by downloading the official app. And don't forget to rate and review it on iTunes. But for now, from Ewan Murray, who's gone for?
I've gone for Bernd Wiesberger.
And?
And I've gone for Sam Horsfield.
Oh, that's very well held together, very well held together. I've gone for Kiradek Afibarnrat and Alvaro Quiroz. We'll see you next week.